Hello and welcome to the second episode of Sometimes I Worry with me, Alex Hoskins, and my friend Dan.
Hello.
There he is. So hopefully you listened to episode one and you enjoyed it. And if you didn't, what are you doing here? Maybe you just let it run on and this is still playing.
But is that what happens?
I'm not sure.
It would be the other way around, wouldn't it? You'd put on episode two and then it would go to episode one.
Okay, everyone who's listening, forget everything I just said. And thanks for listening. Check out episode one if this is the first time you're listening. So this week we are going to talk about food and drink. Hmm. So we got some worries lined up. And we're going to chat about them. As per our tradition, we're going to start off with worry news.
How long does it take to become a tradition?
Just two. Just two. Twice and it's a tradition. That's what they say. That's what they always say.
I've got a t-shirt that says that.
Yeah, me too. And so worry news. So this is from reputable news source, The Mirror Online.
Mm-hmm.
Originally from Reddit, an even more reputable news source. This is a story that's close to my heart as a vegan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a vegan. All right. I said it last time. I'm saying it again now. I'll probably say it every time because you know that joke that people make about how you know that someone's a vegan. So, do you know that joke?
Is it they tell you on a podcast?
Yes, pretty much. That's pretty much the joke. So this girl, it's about a girl who was also vegan. She got drunk and her friends pranked her, I'm putting that in inverted commas, by feeding her chicken nuggets while she was drunk and videoing her. And then she didn't find out about it until she saw it online. So this is a somewhat sinister thing to do, I think.
Yeah, so I thought it was funny to start with. Like, think, oh, it's, you know, it's not great. I know. I'm sorry, I'm not vegan. But I don't mean to offend an actual vegan. But I thought, you know, it's funny. She ate them, assumed consensually. She wasn't force-fed them. She ate them while she was drunk.
Mm.
But then they sent her a video the next morning. She was like, oh, no, I didn't mean... Oh, why did I do that? No, she found out about it on the internet.
And what's more, she asked them if the chicken nuggets were vegan, and they said yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they misled her. So she did nothing wrong. So all they did was make her eat some chicken.
Mm.
She is an innocent party in all of this, just like the chickens. And now she's in the news, you know, having a terrible time.
Not so, just that, though, is it?
What?
What else did she do?
What else did she do? She got drunk? Oh, yeah, no! She went to the police. Yeah, she's pressing charges. So, Dan, what do you think? Would you press charges in this situation?
What are the charges, does it say?
They took it to the police on the grounds of food tampering, and now three of her ex-friends are facing charges. Food tampering, I guess that is, like, an offence.
I don't think her friends have a case to answer. However, I do think they're horrible human beings.
Yeah.
Having learnt what I've learnt from the story, I thought it was a prank.
Yeah.
Which, while may not go down well with the vegan community, it sounded a lot more light-hearted than what is tantamount to bullying.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? It's online bullying, real-life bullying with an online element.
Hmm.
And just really just terrible people. So I guess my worry relating to this is I have worried in the past that people would give me food and say that it was vegan, whether, you know, as a sort of offhand comment. You know, like I imagine going to someone's house and them thinking that something is vegan or just realising at the last minute that it's not and me going, is this vegan? Mm. And they're like, yeah. And actually,
oh, I see.
Maybe it's not. And it might not even be a malicious thing.
Yeah, they're just ignorance.
It's just a mistake. And I don't really, you know, I'm not that bothered about that.
Mm.
Here's a chance for anyone who's ever done that to me to come forward. This is an amnesty. I mean, I don't really care anyway. I do. I deeply care. But someone once asked me if I thought that anyone had ever done that to me, given me something that wasn't vegan and told me it was, and I was instantly suspicious that they themselves had done that to me, because I was like, why would you think that? So, yeah. How often is it happening?
Well, when do you tell people that don't know you that you're vegan?
I try and leave it as long as possible because
there is a definite stereotype.
There is.
As we've just mentioned earlier.
Exactly. It's inescapable. I try to leave it as long as possible to not play into that stereotype. But there always comes a point when you have to do it. Somebody offers you a cake and you're like, oh no, I'm all right, thanks. And they're like, oh, go on. Go on, treat yourself. And you're like, oh, no. Oh, no, I'm all right, thank you. And they're like, oh, you want a diet? You should be.
And then they look, take one look and go, yeah, oh, damn it, you got there first.
I have to get there first with you. And then in the end, I have to go, oh, I'm vegan, so I wouldn't eat it. Away. And they're like, oh, yeah, you vegans. Always telling people you're vegan.
Yeah.
All you ever do is talk about it. I'm not really doing much for that stereotype by talking about it in 100% of our podcast so far. I'm going to try and make it through our next podcast without mentioning it. There's a little challenge for myself.
No, so for what it's worth, having known you for a good few years now, although when would... No, it's been a couple of years of vegan... Yeah. Veganicity. Vegan.
Veganicity.
Yeah. It's like Synchronicity by the Police.
Yeah.
There we go. World's first vegan police tribute band, Veganicity.
I would listen, but only to one song.
Coming up, some vegetable police song puns.
Don't stand
so close to meat. Don't stand so close to meat.
Don't stand so close to meat. You smashed it. You smashed it. At the last second, I thought we were going to get to the end with no discernible pun, but
maybe
there it was.
I'll edit it to make it sound like it was instant.
That's a good idea.
But yeah, it's been a couple of years, and I don't think you've ever mentioned it. Although you don't really need to mention it, because I know. I like to think, when we go out, I'm respectful of a vegan diet.
Yeah, you are.
I mean, I'm not going to... We went to Yo on Wednesday.
We did. Green Wednesday.
Green Wednesday.
If Yo want to sponsor this podcast, that'd be great.
Free food, please.
Yeah. No, you're very good. I'm very lucky. Most of my friends and the people I come into contact with are very kind and understanding and nice about it.
The thing I don't understand, I mean, this isn't very worry-based, but it's people who get annoyed at new vegan products coming onto a menu, say, when they're not getting rid of anything else.
Yeah.
You're just adding a choice for people. You're not vegan, so okay, I'm not vegan, but I'm still going to eat what I eat normally. Mm-hmm. The big quinoa rainbow salad hasn't come in and replaced the steak bake, has it?
No.
You know?
They're both there.
They're still there. Like, you're just getting annoyed at someone who doesn't share your views having an option.
Yeah. Absolutely. There's a lot of weird stuff out there.
Yeah.
All I try and do is not be a dick.
Mm.
Because there are enough vegans out there perpetuating the... And, you know, fair enough to them. They feel very strongly about these things. Mm. And that's their way of trying to convince people. I prefer to go down the route of, if you're a decent person, and people look at you and go, all right, well, they're vegan, but they're not being a dick about it, then maybe that will make people more likely to consider it than shoving it in their face. But, yeah, it's a contentious issue. And to be fair... Another reason I don't like to rub it in people's faces, because I'm so great, is because I don't actually believe that, you know, everyone could or should be vegan. For example, there are people with various dietary requirements that would make veganism difficult. Certain bowel-related issues, or, you know, being gluten-free.
Vitamin and deficiencies. Vegan is
Yes, so that's one of the things I worry about, coming back to the worries.
Nice.
I do, and it's one of the criticisms leveled against vegans is that, you know, you can't get a complete diet through veganism. There are a couple of nutrients that it is difficult or not possible to get through plant-based diet alone. So there's B12, and I think it's difficult to get some omega-3s. But anyway, so I worry about that all the time. But I take lots of multivitamins and I feel fine most of the time. Mm. And it's just me being a hypochondriac, which I was before I was vegan anyway. So.
Mm. Hence why you're on a podcast called Sometimes I Worry.
Exactly. By the way, if you do want to go vegan, there's loads of great advice out there about how to ensure that you're getting all of the nutrients you need. So don't listen to my worries. Just go and do your own research.
I feel like there has never been a better time to go vegan.
Absolutely. I would agree.
Mm.
Having done it for a couple of years, it's so much better now than it was when I started.
You tried it earlier.
I did. That was like 4 years ago.
I remember you complaining that you just felt terrible.
Yeah, I did. I felt like I was going to keel over.
Ethically sound, but physically weak.
Yes, exactly.
I'll get you a t-shirt that says that.
We could sell those.
Two's a tradition.
Yeah.
And you can wear your physically
weak. I love that. If anyone would like to purchase one of these t-shirts, get in touch. I'm going to set up a Twitter or something where people can send us messages if they so desire.
Fair enough.
But yeah, that was... Yeah.
Get off my podcast, you vegan!
We've got to expect a lot of abuse, surely. Anyone putting anything out there these days has got to expect a certain amount of abuse. Please don't just level abuse at us for the sake of it, though. You know, if you can avoid abusing us, that would be fantastic. Thank you. So, yeah, loads of vegan-related worries, but all in all, they amount to less than the worries that I have about not being vegan.
Hmm.
Mostly it's all right, you know. Yeah. Yeah, not too bad.
You're still alive.
Yeah, thank goodness. Thriving. People tell me I look very healthy, which I always take to mean that I...
have put on a bit.
Yeah.
So I didn't know about this, but so one of our former colleagues said that when someone says, oh, you look well, it means that you're a bit fat.
That's what I think it does mean.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
So now I worry that every time someone says I look all right, it means I'm well fat.
Don't worry, you're not. Neither of us are, Dan. Come on.
Fair enough. So to talk about my dietary requirements now, while it's not an ethical choice, I am somewhat lactose intolerant.
Yes.
So cheese is a real, real problem. I don't like the taste. It's good because I don't like the taste of it. Because unlike your dietary, requirements, choices.
Preferences.
Mm-hmm. You... I hope you don't mind me saying, enjoyed eating meat when you were...
I did, yeah, it's
so
true.
So it's not as if you've gone, oh, I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
You've made an ethical decision. Yeah. Whereas I'm fortunate in that I hate the taste of cheese, so I don't have to go out my way to avoid eating it.
Mm-hmm.
However, why does everything have cheese in it? At burger places especially.
Yeah.
Now, I know, everything has meat in it, but, like, there's a vegetarian option.
Yeah, yeah.
That you can guarantee.
Well, the vegan burger.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas you always have to ask... Can I have this without cheese?
Yeah.
And everyone is always more than happy to say, yes, of course. But then they don't write the order down.
Oh.
And then I start to worry that I'm going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to take a bite out of it. And cheese is going to come out. And I'm too much of a coward to ask for it to come back. I'll take it back and get a new one because I've already eaten it. If I spot it before, I'll be like... This has got cheese in. I think I asked for no cheese. Sorry, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow deliver that line with a nuance that suggests it was my fault for ordering.
Of course.
Obviously.
Of course.
And then I'll spend the next week on the toilet because my guts cannot take the amount of cheese I've seen. But when they don't write it down, I just think, oh, no. And I don't want to be... I'm sure there are people that would do this. I definitely wouldn't go... can you write that down, please, just so I know?
Are you sure you've got that?
Can you repeat it, please? What have I just said? I definitely can't do that.
I'm glad you don't do that.
No.
That would be a bit of a dick move.
It seems like quite a few places have, some kind of app or, like, some kind of smart...
For the listeners at home, Dan is tapping his hand as if to gesture that there is some kind of tablet or electronic device there.
Yeah, where they can just go, oh, no cheese, and they'll go through.
Yeah.
So that's a bit better. That's like writing it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully that will go out. But the number of times this happened.
Yeah.
Like,
I can't remember the last time I made an order and someone didn't write it down.
Maybe it's just... It's just not, like, I don't think it's rude if they write it down. I just think it's good practice.
Yeah.
So that scares me. And often they'll come, they'll be like, oh, it's cheese. Is it an allergy thing? Or do you just don't like it? And it's like, I'm not going to die if I eat cheese.
Mm.
So I have to go, oh, no, I just don't like it. And they're like, oh, okay. Whew. Doesn't matter if you get it wrong now.
Have you ever thought of telling them it's a terrible allergy?
I don't want to, because then that'll put in so much more work for something that like they'll have to prepare it. I guess that means they need to prepare it in a different place.
They'd have to change their gloves like they do at Subway. Have you ever had that?
What? Have to change my gloves at Subway? I've not worked at Subway. I've not been a sandwich artist.
No, it was because if you go and you order so now they do a vegan one. So I didn't go to Subway for many years because they didn't have any vegan options, but now they do.
Despite having that craving.
Yes. Oh, we'll come on to that in just a second. So if you order a vegetarian or vegan option, they'll say, would you like me to change my gloves? Because they've been handling meat and cheese and all kinds of other
And you're like, do it.
Foods. Like, yeah, go on then. Throw your gloves away.
They are biodegradable, aren't they?
I don't know. I hope so. Oh, imagine if all of the environmental karma that you've accrued by being vegan then gets taken away by Subway sandwich artists throwing away their gloves. But yes, of course, speaking of Subway, when I first went vegetarian, and actually some time into the future after that, I would sometimes have dreams where I was eating a meatball marinara sub.
Do you like them?
I did used to like them.
Okay,
yeah.
You like them?
Yeah, I did. They were that was my favourite Subway sandwich. Okay. Yeah.
Wow, out so of good. All, like, you could have had, like, the lobster thermidor or something. No, rather. obviously, this is in your head.
Yeah, but Lobster Thermidor doesn't have like a multi-million pound advertising campaign.
Oh, yeah, is that what it was?
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
I think it was that I have this image in my head of seeing a billboard with a meatball marinara sub on it and saying, I think I had a dream last night where I ate a meatball marinara sub. And it just, then it would come back as the thing that I would crave in my dreams, and I would go and get one, and then I'd feel guilty in my dream.
I see.
And then I also occasionally, not so much anymore, but I did used to get kind of meat cravings, like cravings for like chicken fajitas and stuff like that.
I'm sure you're not the only one.
No. I think it's quite normal. And it would, if I ate like some corn or something, like it would go away.
Were you angry after it happened? Because I know how angry you get after you've been advertised to. I once had to stop off at a garage on the way back from the cinema, I think.
Yeah.
And just went into, oh no, yeah, it's the petrol station.
It was the M&S petrol station. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Come back. I was staying in the car, you know, going in to pay for your petrol. Come out, absolutely raging. I'm like, Alex, mate, you're all right. I just bought a lottery ticket. I've been advertised to. Absolutely fuming. You spent £1.50 on a lottery ticket because you saw an advert for it.
I have never been so... I've never been so quickly angered by something I've done.
Yeah.
It was almost instant. Like, the minute that this woman gave me this lottery ticket, I was just full of shame. No offence to anyone who plays the lottery, but I don't believe that it's a good... Yeah. It's just, your chances are so slim. And yet, that logic in my brain, I did a presentation on it when I was at college, how like, the odds are so, it was met with rapturous applause from my AS level English class. The odds are so slim. It makes you think like, oh, last week I had all these numbers and they'll come up again next week or whatever. Anyway, and then I got in and it wasn't even a good advert. It was just like a little word processed piece of paper that says like, oh, it's rolled over 3 times on the Euro Millions. You've got to be in it to win it. Just buy a ticket. And there
I
was.
And you went in it.
I was in it. Guess what? I didn't win it.
You did not win it.
No. So it's not just the food that you worry about anymore, is it? There's also the big issue of food packaging.
Right, yes.
And one of the main, what's the word? The bad guys. It's Pringle.
Antagonist.
Yeah, antagonists.
Mr. Pringle.
Mr. Pringle, that smiley little guy with his mustache. He looks so innocent, but he's actually...
harbouring a deep secret.
Harbouring a deep, deep secret.
His unrecyclable tubes.
Yeah. Mm. There's so many different types of material in a Pringles tube.
You can't recycle.
You just can't. There's the cardboard tube, the foil lining of the tube, the little bit you peel off that you obviously pop
in. Seals in the freshness.
Yeah, that's the thing where if you pop it, you just can't stop it.
Mm.
And the obviously the plastic.
Makes for a great tagline. Not great for saving the environment.
No. So, do you eat Pringles?
I
put this to you,
honestly,
Dan.
Honestly, like, I have tried to reduce Pringle consumption.
Yeah.
But I've got to admit, one of my favourites. The Pringle sandwich.
Oh.
Now, I don't know if Pringle... I think Pringles. Some Pringles are vegan, at least.
Yeah.
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 I don't know if that's a flat.
I have eaten Pringles.
Yeah. But they have the little ticks, don't they? They've got the little ticks for a vegetarian, ticks for vegan.
I've not seen the tick for vegan. That might be a new addition since I last ate
them. Do you like salt and vinegar Pringles?
Yeah.
Okay. I think they're okay. Don't take my word for it.
Yeah. Sometimes salt and vinegar is a difficult one. Sometimes there's milk in there for some reason. Salt, vinegar and milk.
Milk, right, okay.
But I think they're probably all right. Ready salted's good.
Yeah.
That's always
sour
solid.
Cream and onions can do one.
Yeah.
The thing is, my main problem with food that I don't like is its smell.
Mm.
Because you can, if I don't like, I don't know, something benign.
Bananas.
Bananas.
Sounds like benign, so that's what came into my head.
Right, so I don't like bananas. Someone could be eating a banana, I wouldn't care.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's they're eating it, it has no effect on me. But when someone eats sour cream and onion Pringles, that is a smell that's quite frankly rank. And I don't know how it's so popular. I really don't.
It lingers.
Yeah.
And it wafts.
But anyway... The Pringle sandwich.
Pringle sandwich. No, I don't know if I have ever had a Pringle sandwich because the shape of a Pringle, to me, doesn't lend itself to a sandwich. The
problem is Bill Bailey has a whole stand-up bit about this, so I don't want to copy him. But it is mighty fun to crunch.
Okay.
And just... But
so, for listeners, Dan just slammed his hands together as if he is smushing some crisps between some bread.
Yeah, so that leads on to my next worry.
Okay.
I worry I have the diet of... a 10-year-old child.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm sure there are lots of people. I'm sure there are a lot of people that have a Pringle sandwich now and then. They got some Pringles. They got some leftover bread.
Mm-hmm.
Swish it together. Bang. Job's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I have crisp sandwiches on the reg.
How reg are we talking?
So I've definitely cut down recently after putting on a bit of weight. But I'd say over the past 5 or 6 years, I'd have it 3 times a week.
Whoa, that is reg.
But normally, for breakfast.
What?
Yeah, I know.
I just confirm, is this white bread?
No.
Okay.
It's a nice homemade malted.
Ooh, that sounds all right.
It's like, yeah, the bread.
There's some nutritional value in the bread.
Very little. I think you'd still say trace next to it if it were to be sold.
Okay. So you got 2 slices of... malted homemade bread, lovely, absolutely lovely.
Oh, it's delicious.
You've put what flavour do you usually go for in there?
Whatever's on offer.
Okay.
Pringles wise, I like ready salted because it's quite neutral and it can bring out the flavours of the other ingredients you put into the sandwich. Salted is basically any flavoured Pringle I like will go well in a crisp sandwich.
Okay, so anything except sour cream and chive,
which is disgusting.
The devil's work.
Yes.
So
popular.
Any other ingredients?
Yes, Alex, I'm glad you asked. Tomato ketchup.
So you're getting 1 of your 5 a day in there.
Yep.
So it's
so bad, isn't it?
Like, it is probably quite bad.
But it's so tasty. I just love... So here's how I eat it.
Okay, go on.
Right, so I've
cut
my...
Give us the recipe.
2 slices of bread, tomato ketchup, and a... packet of Pringles, a tube of Pringles, not a whole tube of Pringles, that's ridiculous. About 9 or 10 Pringles, that's your ingredients list.
Give us the method.
Slice, you got your 2 slices. I wouldn't say cover, I'd say a thin layer of ketchup on both.
Both slices, okay.
You don't want asymmetrical ketchup spreadage. And then what I like to do is you need an even number of Pringles, so 8 or 10.
Okay.
Possibly 8. Put 2 Pringles on top of each other.
Whoa.
You know, like stacked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put one corner, another in another corner. Mm-hmm. So you got four, basically.
Yeah.
Four top, so eight Pringles.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Occasionally, if you don't think that's going to be enough, you can put one in the middle.
Mmm.
A double stack in the middle to get an extra crunch. And then smash it together.
Yeah.
To get your fun crunch. And then I like to peel, like starting from the top crust, peel it away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I'm just left with a circle, basically, of the middle. So you just like...
Peel away
the crust. Yeah.
You've just got the middle part of the bread.
You're not throwing away the crust. You're eating the crust later.
Okay.
That's terrible food waste.
You're not a monster.
Yeah. Right. I eat my Pringle sandwiches like a civilized human being. Good. Thank you very much. Yeah. And then eat the middle. It's the best bit. It's just ketchup and Pringles.
Crisp. And bread.
Yeah. This is. I should say this method is not exclusive to Pringles. It just makes them.
Do you ever branch out into other crisps?
Well, I have to because Pringles. You can't eat Pringles anymore because they're unrecyclable.
True. Yeah, you've had to cut down. Mm, do you have a second preference crisp?
I like kettle chips.
Oh, fancy! Very fancy.
They're usually £2 for £2.
Nice, good deal.
Yeah, and then so with the crusts, smush, mouth.
Yeah.
Eat.
Chew, swallow.
Occasionally, yes. Delicious. Breakfast sorted. And wash it down with a nice glass of multivitamin juice.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's where you're getting your nutritional value.
Tropicana.
I see. So that's really
disgusting.
Interesting. So what kind of time are you eating this? Well, as a self-employed man?
Yeah, exactly. I am a self-employed man. I used to eat about 11.
Okay.
because I used to only have two meals.
Mm-hmm.
I used to skip lunch and have dinner when Jess gets back.
Okay.
But now we have a dog, so I'm up earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't really not have a meal until 11. So I have to have breakfast and then pop to the car, get lunch, and then have some dinner. So now it's about 9, but I'm not eating it as much anymore.
Okay.
Because I worry that I have the diet of a 10-year-old child.
Mm-hmm. Did you find that you got quite hungry quite quickly? Or was this a filling meal?
Well, that's the thing. I've tried... you don't need to tell me that's a bad thing to eat.
No. You know that.
I knew it, yeah.
You're already worried about it.
You don't tell someone with, you know, a nicotine addiction, oh, you shouldn't smoke. Mm-hmm. That's bad. They're not going, oh, thanks. I'm not comparing my love of Pringle sandwiches to tobacco nicotine addiction.
If they made you eat your crisp sandwiches outside in the rain, yeah,
exactly. Maybe that would make you stop. I don't know. No, sorry. I didn't mean to compare
it's
those two
fine.
Things.
I think everyone's okay with that.
But what I meant was I didn't need telling it was bad. I knew it was bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to stop and have like a bit of cereal, but I can't have milk.
Yeah.
So I can have that. So, and then toast. There's toast, which I have more now.
Toast is just a crisp sandwich without the crisps, and it's been put in a toaster.
Mm.
So it's not that far away, really.
I'll tell you what my current breakfast is. It is a New York seeded bagel thin.
Ooh.
With peanut butter.
Nice.
With my multivitamin Tropicana juice as well. And that's worked quite nicely.
I think that's a decent breakfast.
Mm. Yeah, I feel
nothing to be ashamed of.
I don't have to not answer. Correct. I don't have to lie when people ask me, what did you have for breakfast? Put it that way.
Just got an image of you sat there sweating as someone asks,
toast.
What did you have? And what did you have on the toast stand?
Jam.
Yeah, right.
No, you found me. So, yeah, I mean, that's not the only thing. Like, when we have fish and chips, I will mush it all up.
Oh, yeah.
You won't have fish and chips now, but...
Well, so, actually, one of the things that is good about being vegan now is that places, some like restaurants, do a fish and chips alternative.
Oh, really?
Which is like a piece of tofu covered in seaweed, battered.
Right.
And then you've obviously got your chips and your mushy peas.
Mm.
Actually, we do it at home because you can get like fake fish fingers and whatever in Tesco.
Mm.
And yeah, mush it all up in a nice bit of bread. Love that. Yeah.
Pringles?
No.
Okay,
no Pringles. Never Pringles.
Okay, I'm glad to know that I'm not the only person that does that. But it's definitely another child thing I do. And I make no apologies for that one.
No.
Because I'm still eating the same thing.
Yeah.
Just in a rather juvenile way. But it kind of, my sandwiches kind of tie in to my main food love.
Oh yeah. And I think I might know what's coming.
Even if it wasn't written on the screen, you'd still know.
Yes.
I love bread.
Yeah.
It's just any kind of bread that's not stale.
Yeah.
And even then, I wouldn't say no.
If it was, you know, apart, push actually, comes to shove.
Apart from rye.
You don't like rye?
Oh.
It's not bread, is it?
Is it technically not bread?
No, it is bread.
Is it like how an orca is? It's not killer whale, it's not a whale. Rye is not bread.
Rye is an interesting food.
Mm.
Like, have you ever had the sort of square ones you get in Lidl that have got seeds on them?
It's very dense. I wouldn't buy it because it's disgusting.
Yeah, it's gross. Anyway.
We went to Tallinn, Estonia,
mm-hmm.
and we went on a food tour. That's
very nice.
My partner is a big foodie, as mm-hmm. they call them, as they did in 2010. I don't know if they still do. And we went to like this medieval kind of theme place, and they had this lovely pumpkin soup with this delicious crusty bread. I'm like, oh. And then next place we went to had some rye nonsense with beetroot hummus on it.
Oh, sounds good.
Beetroot hummus was tasty, but I'm just like, why? It's not, you're not under Soviet occupation now.
You're a big fan of Scandinavian cuisine as well, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, and they're big on their rye, aren't they?
Yeah, that is a big no-no
for me. Smørrebrød.
Wow.
Thank you, yeah. I went to Copenhagen once.
But yeah, that's a good point. I'm not a big fan. But non-rye breads,
mm-hmm.
I just love them so much. And they're so bad. And I really worry that there's going to be some new study that comes out that it's just going to say, bread is the worst or something. Like, I know bread's bad for me. I know I haven't extended my life by eating a lot of bread.
Yeah.
But I'm just worried it's going to be like really bad.
Yeah.
Like some study comes out saying that processed meat is going to kill you. You're like, well, yeah, look at this. What's it made from? Of course it's going to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's bread.
Could harmless, be the next
right?
thing,
it's just it's like four ingredients, right?
Yeah.
It's just all smushed together.
Yeah, but maybe that chemistry happens.
Maybe the reaction is going to trigger something inside. And then like
mm-hmm.
everyone who eats this amount of bread, dead at 40.
Oh.
And like, I'm worried that no one else has eaten such.
And it's only going to be you.
It's only going to be me, yeah. And I'm going to be the first bread death.
Oh no.
And everyone's, I guess, hopefully, people will learn from that and eat less bread.
That would be, you know, a silver lining.
Yeah. I would still be dead. I would be brown bread.
Oh, wow. I hope it doesn't happen.
Me too.
I like bread as well, but not as much as you. I've seen you tuck into just a raw tiger loaf from Asda.
Yeah,
just
I mean,
at a party.
There are pictures of me just stood in Asda car park with a hearty ciabatta, just sat there in the rain while waiting for Jess to take the trolley back.
A sourdough bowl.
Oh, yeah, from Lidl. Yeah. Lidl sourdough bowl.
That's one of your faves, isn't it?
Yeah, I've overdone it a bit.
Oh, are you sick of it now?
I should probably go back for it now. It's very convenient because it's little, isn't it? It's very quick.
Yeah.
You get it, bang, queues. Like, they have quotas to fill, don't they? You're in and out within 5 seconds. You got your bag.
You've got your bowl.
Yeah, you got your bowl. Go and cut it up.
Did you put anything on it?
Yeah, ketchup and Brinkles.
I was going to say.
What's your favourite sandwich would you have?
So,
like, you can include when you're eating.
I like... And I'll explain this, a butter sandwich, or just butter on bread.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some good vegan butter out there now. Mm. I'm not a big fan of just margarine on bread, but a nice vegan butter on bread.
Mm.
I just can't beat it.
Yeah.
It's the classic snack.
No crisps?
No.
Just butter on bread?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Probably too thickly spread as well.
It's probably...
to be quite bad for me.
The most boring answer.
Yep.
Fair enough. I was hoping it'd be something more complex.
What, my favourite sandwich?
No, maybe because your favourite sandwich is so simple, because it's so little effort.
Exactly.
And you like the taste.
It's like, almost the same as your favourite sandwich, which is just bread.
And ketchup and Pringles.
Yeah, well.
Well, any crisp.
If you say so. I think you just eat a bread sandwich.
Would
you eat 3 slices of bread?
the club bread sandwich?
Yeah. An actual bread sandwich.
The same kind of bread.
Well, you could mix it up if you wanted, actually. Yeah.
No.
No, you wouldn't.
But if I put crisps in there...
Then yes.
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
I was going to say, I don't think I'm alone in loving a crisp sandwich. I think I'm alone in being in love with a crisp sandwich.
Maybe. Do you know what we could do? We could do a Twitter poll. Mm. Oh, no one's going to answer it. Probably but maybe not. We'll do it anyway. Okay. All right. That sounds good.
We're going to do one an episode.
One Twitter poll per episode. Yeah. I like it. Let's do it.
Yeah. All right.
I hope bread isn't a killer at 40.
Oh, my God.
We've all... But the thing is, what hopefully should make you feel better is people have been eating bread for a really long time.
No, I know that. Just maybe not in such... Maybe not to such a degree.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll see, won't we?
And plus, bread production may have changed. Like you said, chemical process might trigger something. Is there any foods that you eat too much of, would you say?
Any foods that I eat too much of?
Yeah, that you... Like, I assume maybe your pool is slightly more limited now.
Yeah, I do worry. So maybe you have
to focus.
I do worry about that, actually. Mm. That's a very good point. Sometimes I worry that I eat too many meat replacement foods. I'm happy with tofu, and I'm happy with how much I eat tofu. Mm. There's some stuff like... There's something called chunk, which sounds disgusting. Oomph chunk.
I know oomph.
Yeah. So, yeah, we have that. We've had it a few times recently, and then, you know, when you're like, oh, maybe we shouldn't have it anymore for a
bit. Jim, what should we have tonight? Should we have some chunk?
It's very tasty. Okay. And the way Jim cooks it is obviously fantastic. But, yeah, I'm always saying, right, that's it. I need to cut down on the amount of, like, meat replacement stuff. Like.
Yeah. We've had this chat before, but have you ever had people be like, oh, you're vegan, you shouldn't be eating meat replacement? Like, why are you eating meat?
It's an argument I don't understand.
Surely, the only reason why you... Well, I say the only reason, but the reason you're not eating meat is because it contains... It's animals.
Yeah.
You don't want to eat animals. Not because you know it doesn't taste nice.
Yeah.
So why not have something that tastes vaguely similar to meat while not containing any animal produce? What's wrong with that? Who cares if it looks like it? You're not going, oh... Actually, that annoys me. People who do that should probably be vegetarians, right?
Yeah.
Like... What do you think you're eating?
Yeah, yeah.
I need to have it well done so it doesn't look like an animal.
Hmm.
Are you kidding me? Anyway. But yeah, it's that I heard that argument the other day. It's like, what's wrong?
It is funny when you hear that. I guess it's just showing the way that people think about it, which I guess I understand that people would think that you are vegetarian or vegan because you are so opposed to it.
Mm.
That you would never want anything like that, because the very idea of it, even something that looks like it, would make you sick. But in reality, that's not what it's like for me and a large number of other people. So, like,
as a non-vegan, if they created something that was not going to kill me, but was identical facsimile of a meat product, there's no reason why you wouldn't eat that instead of the meat thing, right?
Yeah.
Animal survives, you enjoy the taste.
Win-win.
Yeah. So, like, the top thing when considering something to eat for me, does it taste nice? Second, will it kill me? Which is, as we've established, a worry.
Yeah.
Whereas I imagine for you, it would be number one, does it contain animal produce?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, does it taste nice?
Yeah.
Number three, will it kill me?
Yeah, exactly.
So, it doesn't matter what it looks like, right?
No.
So, on the food and drink episode of Sometimes I Worry, we have yet to talk about drinks.
Oh, yeah.
It just so happens, I have a drink-related worry. I hate hot drinks. Oh. I just can't deal with them. So the worry is that I'm being rude when I refuse a hot drink. Because that comes... Like, you walk into someone's kitchen, invited, hopefully, and there's common courtesy to ask them, if you would like a tea, what would you like to drink? And... And if they ask you that, I don't want to go, have you got any squash? So I think the only acceptable answer is water. And then they go, oh, you don't want an iced tea? A nice tea, not an iced tea.
If they offer you an iced tea,
yeah.
I mean, you're in some posh house.
Yeah, and I probably won't be in one of those. But, like, and then I just, oh, no, I'm not into hot drinks. And I'm like, what, you're what? And it's just like, oh. And I can't deal with tea or coffee and hot chocolate. Actually, I've not had a hot Ribena.
Oh, I know that's good.
A favourite of yours.
Yeah.
Alex once went to a pub and ordered a hot Ribena.
Yeah, and it was blooming brilliant. It was a cheap drink. It was they did it just right. Yeah. They it was a good strength in a nice mug.
Yeah.
Only like 60p or something.
Nice.
Yeah. Easy. Fair I would enough. Recommend.
But like I just so I've not tried one, so I don't want to say all hot drinks.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go back on that. But yeah, I just it's like and whether I've got a soft mouth I don't know whether that's the right word for it. Like my soft southern palate can't handle the heat. I don't.
Yeah.
If I do you drink hot drinks?
Yeah.
Do you drink them to quench thirst?
That's a really good question. Why do I drink them? Sometimes I drink them to stay awake because they're caffeinated.
So Jess, my partner, mm-hmm. has to drink in the morning. She's chemically dependent.
Yeah.
On tea.
Lots of people.
Yeah.
Are.
I'm not saying that's unique to her, but that's the reason why. I don't want to be like that.
No.
Like I understand. That like being having a routine and helps you chemicals help you to get but it's a length of time to make the tea. You've got to put the kettle on and that's got to boil and
it takes effort.
Yeah, like
it's nice though. It's
I've
a
got
nice
some water in the fridge, you know.
It's a nice ritual.
Yeah,
it's a nice thing to go off and do.
Okay,
pick up your mug, put the kettle on, just.
So,
watch it all like infuse. It's a nice moment. It's you know like a little
it's not
mindful
just a drink.
Moment. Exactly. It's the ritual.
Wow. Okay.
And also in the winter, I love a hot drink.
I can understand. It heats you up, right?
It warms up my little hands.
Yeah.
They're not little, but it warms. It just warms you up. It's
warms
good.
Your massive, massive
scoop
hands.
Hands. My spade hands. So when's the last time you tried a hot drink?
I haven't kept a diary or anything.
Maybe it's time to try it again.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like,
try it with a hot squash. I think this is a good entry, an entry level hot drink for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. But yeah, I just don't like the taste. And I don't like the effort.
Mm.
Maybe like I can drink the like green tea.
Oh yeah.
Like at a restaurant.
Yeah.
And because it's given to you, sort of thing. But. Which also leads to another worry, because I am useless with DIY.
Oh,
I'm pathetic with my hands. I can't fix anything. Mm-hmm. So I have to get someone in who does know what they're doing. And often you're supposed to ask if they want a tea
mm-hmm.
or a hot drink. I don't think I can make a hot drink.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really... Because I've never had to. So I don't want to embarrass myself in front of an actual, you know...
You were going to say an actual man, weren't you?
When I stopped myself.
You did stop yourself. That's true.
An actual skilled human being.
Yeah.
With my pathetic attempts at trying to make a hot drink. Fortunately, I now have an out.
Yeah.
In that we don't have milk in our house anymore. Because Jess doesn't like it.
Yeah.
She's gone off it and now has soy milk. And I would say that quite a few people know what they like.
Yeah.
And that involves actual milk.
Cow's
I don't mean
milk.
Cow's milk, yes,
yeah.
actual milk.
Yeah.
I don't mean, you know.
I know.
So they're quite sceptical and will say, oh, very politely, obviously, it will be like, oh, no, I just have water or squash. And at that point, I'm like, get in.
Yeah.
I've been polite and I haven't embarrassed myself. And if they go like, oh, you not got any milk? I can be like, oh, it's the missus, isn't it? Oh, God, you know, bloody women, right? Oh, see you later, mate. And at that point, I have embarrassed myself.
Yeah, that would be pretty embarrassing.
Went to get some fish and chips, which I later mushed up.
Yeah.
From the fish and chip shop. Guy behind the counter was chatting to someone, like, oh, yeah, see you later, mate. Come up. And I'm like, are you all right? Like, yeah, what do you want? Like, can I have two fish and chips, please? He went, oh, fish and chips twice, is it? All right. Yeah, please. All right. Salt and vinegar? Yes, please. Yeah. So what are you up to? It's £12, please. Okay, bye.
Oh.
It was just, they just know, they can just see me and know I can't, like, talk to anyone.
You're not a Jack the Lad.
No, I just can't, I'm useless.
If somebody came into your house and was like, oh, mate, can I trouble you for a cup of tea?
Then I'd be in real trouble.
Yeah.
Honestly.
You'd be in hot water.
Wow. Just filled with great puns, aren't we, today? well, that's why hopefully the soy milk has got me an out.
Yeah.
But then they're like, oh, no, I love it.
Yeah,
and it's like,
there
unsweetened,
we go.
Yeah? I'll be like...
Yes.
Yes. What if I put all the ingredients on the counter and you made it yourself? I will pay you. So I'd probably try that.
Yeah.
Or I might have to just come clean and say, I don't drink hot drinks. I can't make them. I'm 32 years old.
Sometimes honesty is the best policy. Mm. I mean, pretty much all the time.
Yeah.
So maybe. I reckon that'd work.
Yeah, okay.
Well, maybe that's the solution. Maybe this is how you can stop worrying about that.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's not going to work.
So you mentioned before, yeah. I think, that you worry about going to someone's house and saying, can I have a glass of squash?
Yeah.
Because there are certain things that are more acceptable, mm-hmm. in inverted commas.
Yeah.
So are there any other drinks that, you know, you feel there are social norms around?
It's like, yeah, well, I don't actually worry about this anymore.
Okay.
But I used to worry.
Sometimes I used to worry.
Oh, we need a jingle.
We do. We do need a jingle. I can't just...
Okay, fair enough.
Sometimes I used to worry.
So I don't worry about this anymore, but back in like early 20s, my early 20s, not the early 20s, not the prohibition period.
1920s.
back in the 1920s. Now, back when I was in my 20s, it's about 10 years ago now.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know, right? When you used to go out, like, I'd be happy with a couple of beers,
mm-hmm.
maybe a cider. I'm from the West Country.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, oh, no, mate, you want to have some, like, Sambuca or something. Like, oh, my God, what? No, I just know what I like.
A Jaeger bomb.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that, because of the Red Bull or any energy drink would play. I'm sensitive to energy drinks.
Yeah.
That In-Betweeners episode.
Oh.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, that would be me. So I'm. That's the thing. I don't want to seem like. I did just seem like the most uncool person in the room. Like, no, I don't want a Jaeger bomb. It will play havoc with my intestines. Basically. But no, you just go, oh, no, but I'm just happy with my beer, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But yeah, it just like, seemed like there was like a drink snobbery.
Yes.
For lack of a better term. Like, oh, I'm going to have a better drink than you.
Mm.
And that is always annoyed me, worried me even. But now I'm all about, you know, weird fruity cocktail nonsense.
Yeah.
So
a Collins. You love a Collins.
Oh, I do love a Collins, yeah. A nice strawberry Collins.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in London at a famous barbecue chain restaurant in London.
Oh, yeah.
I was with a friend and getting drinks. We decided to get a cocktail. They often have two for X cocktails, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Happy hour, whatever.
2 for 10 in Roman numerals.
Sure, yeah. I was just leaving X as a...
I know.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Your little smug face. And, yeah, so I ordered a passion fruit Pessoa-based cocktail.
Oh.
Guy said, are you sure you want that?
Oh, like, come on.
Why? Thinking it was, like, really rank or something. Like, it was just disgusting and only ordered for people who are idiots.
Yeah.
He was like, well, it's a bit girly.
Oh, like, come on, mate.
What? I didn't know that could happen.
That's like, terrible.
I was like, I'm paying the same... I'll be paying for it. Like, surely it's up to me to like it or not.
Mm.
And I just like passion fruit, man. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, he shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, so weird. I couldn't believe that. I almost refused.
Did you still get it?
Yeah.
Did you drink it?
Well, I asked for
flamboyantly in his face.
Yeah, I...
delicious.
It was delicious. It was really
nice.
Because I read the ingredients of the cocktail and I thought, I like them all. That will taste nice.
Yeah, quite right.
Yeah.
Why not?
Couldn't believe that. That was ridiculous. Not a worry, just an anecdote I wanted to put out there.
It is worrying that people have those kind of preconceptions
about
who should be drinking which cocktails.
We were at a cocktail bar and guy asked me if I want the umbrella in it. I'm like, is that what the cocktail has? He was like, yes, well, then I'll have the umbrella in it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I did the guy who got annoyed. And the...
Wow.
Umbrella in a cocktail.
Who doesn't want that?
It just makes it more summery.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it affects the taste much.
It's just good.
Yeah. It just looks fun.
Yeah. Just looping back around to drink snobbery.
Yeah.
What I find now is if you want to just enjoy a cheeky Smirnoff Ice.
Yeah.
At... you know, dare I say, our age, that is often met with ridicule.
Yeah, well, totally. It's gone the other way now, hasn't
it? Yeah, it used to be the coolest thing.
Yeah.
have a bottle of Bacardi Breezer
yeah.
at your mate's house party. Mm. And now, if you're seen drinking some such Alcopop,
yeah.
I mean, you know, they're not great, but they've got a place.
Sometimes
especially
you want one.
In nostalgia.
Yeah,
and,
yes.
Very powerful. It's shameful. It's, well, not shameful, but people make you feel ashamed because you should be drinking a craft gin
yeah.
or a craft ale. Mm. And they are very nice, but, you know.
Sometimes you want to remember when your life wasn't a train wreck.
I mean. Sometimes you want to remember when your life was a train wreck.
Yeah, or maybe, yeah. Is there hooch? Does hooch still exist?
I think so. I think it had a bit of a renaissance.
I don't think I've ever had a hooch.
Me neither.
No.
Maybe we should.
I think it was before our time.
We can do some research, yeah. some podcast research.
Take pictures of us getting yeah. pissed on Alcopops. That sounds great.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
Let's go do it. Right, so before we head off to the pub to try some Alcopops, we better say goodbye.
Yeah, that would be polite, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Oh, actually, no, I have a worry in a hurry. That's oh. our new feature.
Yeah, I like it.
A worry that has nothing to do with the episode's theme. My worry in a hurry is I'm worried that there'll be a new paedophile found that has the same name as me.
Oh, that is a great worry.
Yeah, and I'll be like basically like 8 from steps.
Oh, that poor guy.
Anyway, goodbye.